Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is our December edition. We are in a new area, filming space. Bear with us.
And we couldn't be bothered putting microphones on. So no. Hopefully this audio is not the worst in the world, but...
It might be.
I don't care. It's so close to Christmas.
Yep, nah, don't
audio
care.
Is not... I don't want audio issues editing this right before Christmas. Nah. It's not my problem.
Not what a is priority. My problem? Well, yeah.
It is my problem. But, and that's why I'm taking it, the responsibility away.
So we are going to talk about new release beauty products. We actually have an update on something.
We've got an announcement first.
We do have an announcement. So in 2022, we're going to be taking an extended break. We don't know when we'll be back. We'll let you guys know what the go is after we've had an extended break. But yes. There will be one more video this month. And it's going to go up, if you're an Aussie, it's going to go up on New Year's Eve. And if you are elsewhere in the world, if you are not a future person like we are, it'll be up on the 30th. And that's going to be the Beauty News Awards. Mm-hmm. So if you're excited about that...
It is coming.
It's coming. Don't you worry.
But then don't hold your breath in the new year because you'll be holding it for quite some time.
Don't hold your breath.
Usually we take January off, but, I feel like what we've been talking about new release stuff for like nearly 6 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
We need a break
because
it's no longer exciting. It's no longer fun. Yep. So we want to come back when we're re-inspired by new release stuff. And when it's not so Disney, collab, Colourpop, Makeup Revolution.
I don't have it in
me.
Nah, I don't like just.
Yeah.
Put me out of my misery, please. Cause I cannot anymore.
Yeah.
However, if you guys are thinking, no, I'm going to miss you, we have our own channels. And if you don't know this by now, then where the hell have you been? So Kat is over on Kat Kitchsnitch.
Yep.
And I am over on Hayley O. Details will be down in the description
and
box.
And they have been for, again, 6 years.
Yes,
because we
exactly.
had our individual channels before this channel.
We
so
did indeed.
If you did want to see us review things, declutter, do project pans, do empties and do all that kind of stuff.
You can find us.
You can find us there.
Yeah. We also have Instagrams, which we
And do. The Beauty News Instagram is still going to keep going. So.
Oh, we do need to break some bad news to you.
Oh. I'm happy about this. So. I'm like...
We'll talk about this. So we are going to shut down the Facebook Beauty News group. It is too much to manage. I have not been able to give that thing any time for a long time. I know it's the same for you. We have mods that help us with it. And if it wasn't for them, it would have died 2 years ago.
Longer.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to let the Beauty News
group.
Facebook group go. But we will still have the Instagram account running, our own channels running, our own Instagram accounts running, and that's it. We're paring back.
Yeah.
Paring back and we're taking a break.
Yeah. And we might come back periodically with like chatty videos, like if there's topics we want to talk about. But when it comes to a regular Beauty News episode, we don't know a date. So if you've been watching us for a while, you know this has sort of been long-term in the making. We've been paring down. And I find it really funny because whenever we announce like a reduction in content, we always get people saying like, that's not how you grow your channel. You are going to ruin your channel. This is not how you run a business. And I'm like, exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to do. For at least 3 years, we've given zero fucks about growing the channel. We have given zero fucks about like any of that element.
We always started this as a hobby.
Yeah.
It was always fun and it was just like a silver lining that we also got to work with it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I think we always thought that creating content around new beauty products, there'd always be a job for us there. But I think what we didn't see was collaboration
burnout
whatever the beauty community is doing right now. I don't understand it. It's disgusting. And we're just so tired of it. And I think if we stop talking about collaborations and just talk about new like normal stuff, there's actually not really all that much to talk about. So it's time for a break. All right, so we're going to get into the news. And we're starting with, I suppose, it's kind of an update on something that we've discussed in the past, coming from Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics.
Yeah, we can't put any photos up. Essentially what's happened over the last couple of days is Jaclyn Hill posted a box of lipsticks. What's going to be coming soon. Trend Mood was on the ball, screenshotted it and posted news about it. Now we're not going to show you that because Trend Mood took it down, which essentially means Jaclyn Hill or someone from Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics has said, can you please take it down? Wasn't supposed to be shown, but we know what's coming.
Yeah.
And what it is re-releasing the original lipsticks that caused the whole drama with Jaclyn Cosmetics. So I think that's a really bold move.
So do I.
She's got some balls. Oh, let's just put God. It in.
She does. The audacity. Look, I mean, go for your life. It's her life, her choice, her business, whatever. I think originally the lipsticks were quite well received before we started seeing issues from them. People liked the color range. They liked the packaging. Everything, if they were a fan of Jaclyn Hill, they were into it. They were keen on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what happened happened. So I think this time around, we're definitely not going to see a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, if there's a single issue with any of those lipsticks, we will hear about it and it will be funny. But
I reckon you'll find there'll be people that will be manufacturing drama around them.
I think that as well. I think it's going to be a bit of a boy who cried wolf kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, Jaclyn is not manufacturing any of this. Morphe is. So,
yeah.
Or former brands.
Who
is.
Owns.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in between that drama and when Jaclyn Hill came back with sort of the revamped products that have been going smoothly, somehow she's been bought out or former brands have become an investor, taken her under their wing, and they now sort of own part of or it's one of their brands. So.
Yeah.
They run very smoothly. They make Morphe products. They make a whole bunch of different brands.
Yep.
So we won't see the beginner mistake
issues,
of,
yep.
you know, her choosing a manufacturer who probably wasn't at the quality that she was promising or whatever it happened to be. Those issues won't be there.
Yep.
Now, I think a lot of people will be saying, like, that's in the past. She should just let that go. Like, it was a big shit show. Why is she bringing this back up? I actually think it's a smart idea.
Mm.
Firstly, it was her first release. It was her sort of passion project.
Yeah.
She wanted to create a large range of nude lipsticks in a formula that she really enjoys. And it makes sense for her and the way she sort of wears her makeup and everything. But if she was really passionate about it, like, it makes sense to want to redo it.
I agree.
But I think what she's trying to do is right the wrongs of the past.
Mm.
Now, it's a smart marketing tactic because if people didn't know about what happened 4 years ago, whatever it was, three or 4 years ago, they'll just go, these are nice lipsticks. It is what it is.
Mm.
But also, it does push all that old drama down the search list. If there's new products that look the same and that perform really well and are getting good reviews, that's what's going to float when people search those products. So in terms of just reputation, long term, this is a smart way to hide your shame.
Yeah. I'm just thinking now, like, you make a good point about the search term, and I just thought I'd search it and see what comes up. And
Jaclyn Cosmetics drama.
Yeah.
All news articles about the drama.
Yeah.
All the photos of gross lipsticks.
Yes, indeed. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly this disappears or whether, I mean, the issue is what we've got here on the internet with all of the drama lipstick gate stuff. That is all sort of ingrained in Google search terms now, and a lot of it would have some good SEO behind it. So I'm wondering if, like, for a while, people who don't know about the drama will be searching up Jaclyn Hill lipstick and drama will pop up.
I think it will for a while.
Yeah.
But also with Google searches is they favor newer articles, newer, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So just by date, old stuff will get pushed down to the bottom.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And also you'll find when you search a product like Jaclyn Hill blah 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 lipsticks, I don't even remember what they're called, we'll have them on the screen anyway, Google images often put at the top things that are for sale.
Yes, they
images
do.
From Ulta, images from blah blah blah. So this is a good way that
to
inevitably
that.
She's going to sink the drama.
Yeah.
And let, and it's going to take a year or two more, but she's, this brand is long term for her.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's not an indie brand where you take it like quarter by quarter.
No.
This is like they're planning, I have no doubt they're planning Christmas 2023 by now.
This is a well-established brand now. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's the next Morphe, it's the next whatever. I was going to say the next Jeffree Star Cosmetics, but I mean...
But Jeffree did that as well. Like, he was notorious for calling items, things like related to some of his dramas that he's had.
Mm.
And, you know, yes, it's making fun of them and sort of owning them and being a little bit cheeky, but it's also pushing down the drama.
Yeah.
Because if people are complaining on Reddit, that search, just search engine wise, that will come up on like page 2 or 3, but the sales and all the sites that sell that particular lipstick or product that's called whatever related to the drama, that will come up first.
Mm.
So it is a really smart way to bury the past.
Jeffree Star Shane Dawson controversy palette.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, let's move through everything else. We're going to do an old school thing that we used to do. We're going to go alphabetical through our list.
Yep.
We're going to start with Artist Couture. So they have a new palette. So this is the Supreme Nudes, the Quickie palette. So this is like a miniature version of their Supreme Nudes palette. It contains 8 shades. It appears like there's, what, 4 mattes? 5 mattes.
And yeah.
3 and shimmers.
And it's made up of the most iconic shades in the original Supreme Nudes palette. So it's just a small travel size.
Mm.
So this launched already. So if you want it, you can get it. It's $30. I actually really like this concept. I would like to see more brands that bring out big palettes also bring out a mini alongside it. Because it also looks like these pans are quite small.
They do look
so
smaller.
It's not just less shades. It's small palette, small pans. And... you know, we've been banging on about small pans for a long time because if you've got a big makeup collection and you want to try a formula of a new brand or you just like the look of that vibe, you don't need 3 grams a pan.
No.
You just don't need it.
You don't need it.
All right. The next thing is what used to be a big occasion in the beauty community.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Decay brings out a new Naked palette.
Ah!
And Benefit brings out a new primer.
Ah!
And now we don't give a shit, but they have brought out a new primer. And this one does look interesting with what they claim.
Mm.
So it's the Porefessional Light Primer. It's now available on the US website and rolling out everywhere. $32. They're saying it instantly blurs and refines a look of pores for 12 hours. Helps makeup apply evenly and stay put for 12 hours.
That's nothing.
I know.
That ain't shit, bitch.
And also, their primers don't help makeup stay.
No, they don't.
I quite like their primers because I do like the effect that it gives. But that silicon sort of base that it puts on actually makes your makeup slide off faster.
Yeah,
so that's my issue
like
with it.
It.
So they're saying it's silicon free. It's 73% water-based formula. And it's supposed to be a hybrid of your final skincare step and your first makeup step. So it's supposed to feel lightweight and refreshing.
It's also supposed to have a cooling sensation.
Yeah. So I find that interesting though, because I like the idea of this more than just like a gluggy silicone primer. Yes, it blurs your pores, but I feel like they are a little bit outdated and they can feel a little bit heavy and layering. Too much layering on the skin. So I like that they've done this, but I feel like when brands are like, it's blurring and pore filling, but it doesn't contain silicone. It's like, yeah, but it's just marketing
bullshit.
Bullshit. It's like semantics.
Yeah. It contains silica, which is derived.
No, like, silicone is derived from silica. So it's a technicality. It's the same family of product, but it's like a different formulation for it. And they're saying we're not using silicone, which is yeah, great, cool. But they're still using silica. They are so keen for marketing buzzwords and you don't want this, so we have done what you've asked. But it's just like, well, sort of, we've sort of done what you've asked. Ha ha ha, like they won't notice. But it's
also sort of bullshit. It's sort of a lie.
Yeah.
You know, like if you look into what the silica is, what it's derived from and what comes from it or what is created from it, it's basically within the same family.
It's pretty much saying like this doesn't contain retinol, so it's good if you're pregnant, good if you're this and that, but it contains vitamin A.
Yeah.
Which all retinol and retinoids are a type of vitamin A.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like the same, the outcome is the same, it's just a different category of it.
This doesn't contain water, but on the ingredient list you see saline. They just lost like one more ounce of respect from me.
Which is hard to do because they didn't have much. I
like their brow products too. And I love Hoola. Like, you know, they do Hoola's have some great. Nice products, but yeah, I don't.
And this is why we're taking a break. Yeah. Because this shit is making us irrationally grumpy and we want to be happy people.
We do. I just want to enjoy my silicon-free primers that don't contain silica.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something that I might buy this. I don't know. It looks nice. It's from Charlotte Tilbury. It's a new foundation. So it's called the Beautiful Skin Foundation. I mean, need we say any more? They're saying it's infused with innovative ingredients that deliver hydrating, smoothing, plumping skin benefits every time you wear it. Comes in 30 shades. Apparently they have a buzzwords, a expert foundation finder on their website that will help you to get flawlessly matched. And they're saying that there is a money back guarantee if you're not completely happy.
That's
with your
good color. Though, because one issue that I've had, and look, I've got a foundation graveyard, so I haven't had to buy new foundations for like 3 years.
Yeah, same.
But pandemic, online shopping, it is so hard to find the right shade online. All right, we've got a couple of releases from Coloured Rain. Love Coloured Rain.
Love.
So I'm happy to see them release anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy any of this.
No, me
but
neither.
But I do still
I'm happy.
Love it.
Yeah.
So the first collection we've seen is the Botanical Collection. Mm. So this has already launched. By the time you're watching this, it contains two palettes. These are 6-pan palettes. And they're $16 each. There's two cream blushes, $12 each, two mini matte liquid lipsticks, $10 each, two classic satin lipsticks, $10 each, two lip liners, $10 each, and one lip gloss, $10.
Reasonable.
I do love the minis. Mm. Bring out more minis. These palettes look nice and compact. I get the sort of, one's called Botanical, one's called Rose Garden. I see the floral vibes, but it's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit wearable, a little bit of shimmer, a little bit of matte. Mm-hmm. I like it. I have confidence with this. I also like that there's a lighter cream blush, a deeper cream blush. There's a nice mauvey lip, a brownie lip. I think this is a really pretty collection that is probably a good starting point if you haven't tried Coloured Rain. I feel like their quality is really nice. Mm. And the second thing they've released is the Rebellious Nudes. So this is a 12-pan palette. This is not my jam though. It's a nude palette and it's predominantly matte.
Super warm.
Yeah, super warm. There's oranges, there's yellows. Like, I don't mind the tones. It's not something I often go for. But what irks me is the 9 mattes and the 3 light shimmers.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like that either.
I love shimmers. Mm-hmm. My predominant eye, like, product is always a shimmer. So this, to me, I would never touch this. And I wish there was a nice even split.
Yeah.
But if you're the type of person that likes matte all over the lid and then the highlight only,
I think
being
that
shimmer,
would work for you,
then this would work for you. But I feel like that is not many people.
No. The shimmers that they've put in there are too generic for me, unfortunately. I have it in spades in so many other palettes. I do think that the mattes, if you take away the black and the shimmers, I feel like the mattes, it's a fairly unique-ish nudie palette, but then I would just say it's more of like a, reminds me of like campfire. Colourpop. Mm-hmm. We got some ColourPop stuff. There's always ColourPop stuff. ColourPop, don't stop.
That's true. Pop until you never stop on.
Pop until you drop dead because you just fucking gave up on life.
Yeah.
Because ColourPop would not stop.
That's true.
All right, we've got a couple of collections. Let's actually start with the quads.
Yeah.
These are, I don't know why they have to do it, but they're jewel toned quads. I actually like these.
I do too.
I really want the ruby one. The really ruby, I want it, and I would take a whole bunch of others, but I'm not buying them because...
Don't need.
We're calming our farms. So there's 6 palettes. Of course, they're quads, and they're inspired by jewels, essentially. So we've got All That Topaz, Citrine, You and Me, Really Ruby, Got It Agate, Get On Sapphire, and Emerald Away. So there's yellow, orange, red, purple, blue, and green. And I mean, it really is just another way to make more rainbow palettes, isn't it?
These are a little bit more muted.
They're not like vibrant, punchy, rainbow bright.
They're a little bit more rich and jewel toned.
Yeah.
I don't mind this, but it sort of fades into the background of all ColourPop stuff, but they need to bring out, need to bring out as much as they do. But with the schedule of their releases, you're going to get repetitive shit.
You are, yeah.
And even though I don't like the concept of these in terms of like the jewel stuff and the fucking mystic shit that we've been seeing over the past few years, like it does get tiring, but I do feel like that they've done a good job at the theme.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them that.
I think the colours are appropriate. I don't mind the packaging too, the little box packaging, but the actual palette, they're clear.
They're clear, yeah.
I do have to say, I've been using some ColourPop quads lately and their formula is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to then try some eventually.
Yeah, you're going to have to whip one out.
I don't think I've got any. I think I've got an all matte one. But it doesn't do it for me.
It's not the same.
I want my shimmer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Speaking of all matte though, there's the Gone Matte Collection. This contains the Gone Matte Palette, $34, the Blotted Lip, $8, the Blotted Lip Set, $55, and the Full Collection, $85.
Mm.
So the main thing about this, besides the Blotted Lip, which are, I think, new lipstick products.
That looks not good.
Yeah, they've had the Blotted, what was the Blotted Lip? Ultra Blotted Lip.
That's it.
Those are the liquid lipsticks.
Yes.
These are like skinny bullet traditional lipsticks, which are interesting. So these just look like they're sheerer lipsticks.
Yeah, I don't know. They look like dry, sheer tinted balms.
Yeah, that's fair. And there's 8 shades, so you can buy them individually or in the set.
I do like the way they look in their like packaging though. I really liked... like ColourPop's skinny packaging.
Yeah.
Their lippy sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Loved them. They were great. I think a skinny lip product is awesome.
I'm hoping that this is a move away from the Luxe range.
Oh, Lord.
And
please
into
let
more
it be
skinny
so.
Lipstick range, because I'd be totally down for that.
Please let it be so.
But the main thing in this is one of their large palettes, and it's an all matte palette. Now, move over Jeffree Star. This is actually done a lot better than he did his.
Yeah.
Because there's columns of colours. There's oranges, there's burnt reds, there's browns, pinks, purples, greys.
I really like it.
Yeah. I don't use mattes enough to want this, but I think it's a nice comprehensive matte nude palette.
Yeah.
If you do want to pad out your collection with mattes. This might be good if you're starting out playing with like... doing other people's makeup and you've got all sort of shades here. I don't feel like this is as redundant as other things I've seen from ColourPop.
Yeah.
So I think this is
I kind of like it too. We do have another collection from them. It's the Feeling Bubbly collection. So I'm just going to take a little stabby in the dark here. I think this is meant to be New Year's Eve inspired. It's inspired by champagne, basically. So there's...
Well, it says, let the new year celebrations begin.
Oh, okay, it does. Good, I didn't even read it, but there we go. So there's a 9-pan Feeling Bubbly eyeshadow palette. There's 2 Super Shock highlighters, 3 Luxe glosses, 3 Jelly Much shadows, and face crystals. So they're crystal and pearl stick-on adhesive little face jewels, which are, look, fun for New Year's.
New Year's or like festival time, face jewels, okay, fine, whatever. I don't need this collection, but what I do like about it is I feel like 2021 has been the year of bringing back nudes.
Mm.
And I feel like champagne is something that people haven't really delved into.
No, it's kind of been left alone, yeah, hasn't it?
I almost feel like because in like the early to maybe early 2000s to like 2010, the predominant eyeshadow shades were like champagne pink.
So yeah, I think brands are maybe a little bit scared to go back there. But there's a reason why they were predominant for so long. And there's a reason why they're still like littered throughout people's collections, because
they work on a lot of people.
They work. And it's up there with one of the most flattering colors for many skin, not all skin tones, obviously. But yeah, it's white girl basic and it looks beautiful. So I think champagne is a nice color to go with.
Champagne's not my best friend. It makes me look like I've got really like puffy, beady eyes.
Yeah.
But I do understand the benefit of it in a look anyway, used in little sections.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's smart bringing that back in the year of nude, but also calling it like bubbly, feeling bubbly. It's a nod to champagne without committing to it. And without flat out being like, let's promote alcohol consumption.
Because
I feel like there are too many brands that love to promote drug and alcohol consumption.
They do, yeah. And sex.
And a lot of these people that are buying it might be 14-year-olds. Calm your farm. So
yeah.
I think it's a fun way of a nod towards something without offending. Mm-hmm. So I do think that's probably done in a smart way. All right, we've got a new highlighter product from Fenty Beauty. These are the Liquid Kilowatt Fluid Freestyle Highlighters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it needs 5 words in its name, but it does. So these are just their iconic highlighter in a liquid form. It's supposed to be smooth, super fine fluid, leaves an ultra modern layer of high shine. There you go. Super fresh radiance and effortlessly buildable, transfer resistant, and hugs your skin with good for you ingredients. There's 5 shades available and they're $28. I feel like this is an inevitable release because some of like the highlighters, the lip glosses, they've always been some of Fenty Beauty's biggest releases.
I mean, I think it was just a matter of time before they delved into this. Now they have it, which is
great. I mark my words, is going to be liquid blushes, liquid bronzers coming out in 2022.
100%. Yeah. Let's talk about one of our favorite brands, Glamlight.
Hey, a lot of people love Glamlight, and I haven't tried their formula, so I can't.
Apparently their eyeshadow formula is good. I'm just so fucking sick of the shit that they release.
Yeah, same.
And this is no different. It's a collaboration with Icy. So I'm not sure what Icy is in...
I think it's like their Slurpee or slushy type.
Yeah. In Australia, we have something that looks a little bit similar to this with the red and blue vibe. They're called Slush Puppies. And I know they're in other places in the world as well. I don't know if Icy is like the parent company or if it's just like a different, it's found in a different country or whatever, but
that vibe.
So what we have here are 2 palettes and a lip set. So there's a blue raspberry palette and a cherry palette. They're $25 each and they are 12 pan eyeshadow palettes. It's all red, all blue.
Yeah, except they're not fucking around.
No. So the all blue palette is actually all blue. The all red palette is red and pink and orange and white because...
But the white has a pink shift.
It does, yeah. But, yeah. And then the lip products, you have blue raspberry, cola and cherry. So you have a clear, like a brick shade with... Shimmer in it, mm. And cherry is like a tinted cherry color.
A sheer red.
That set is $28. You can't buy them individually. It's out now at Glamlight.
All right, we've seen a new highlighter from Kaleidos. This is the Space Age Gifted Highlighter.
Yes.
So this is interesting because it's the second multi-chrome highlighter alongside the Prophecy one that they brought out a year or two ago. If you think of multi-chromes and there's like brands like Cleona that have like the stained glass, I think they're called.
Yeah.
And pretty much what they are is the translucent multi-chrome that the shift changes color. That's what these highlighters are. So they already had one and they're bringing out one with a different color shift. Mm-hmm. So this one is supposed to be fuchsia with a peach and blue green shift.
Yeah.
So it's $36, now available at Kaleidos. And there's some photos here. So the one that I'm looking at the moment, on one cheek, in, you know, one part of lighting, it's looking pink. And then on the other cheek, it's looking green. So these can look really cool. It's also compared to Prophecy, which is the first one. And that one has more of an orange, gold, green effect to it. This is more pink, peach, green, blue. Mm. So they are different. And I think they're cool. Like, I do remember when they first released the first one, I'm like, this is actually really unique, because even though we've seen these in eyeshadows, we haven't seen highlighters quite like this. So I'm glad that they've brought out another one. But to be completely honest, this is not something I wear every day.
Oh,
I appreciate the fun element of it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't...
How do you wear this? Yeah, every day. No, yeah. I agree with you. This is a fun kind of thing. People will stare at you if you have this all over your face at the supermarket.
Yeah. If in half the light you look pink and the half the light you look green,
they're going to be like...
They're going to notice.
Yeah, they're going to be looking and trying to work it out. And some normal people will be like, try not to stare too much. Just look when she's looking away. But there are going to be people who are like, what's that on your face? Yeah. But if you don't care about that, then you go ahead and you wear it. I do think these are really pretty. Another issue for me is they're very sparkly.
Yes, they are. All their highlighters are quite sparkly.
Yeah, and you can't really get away from that because of the nature of the ingredient that creates this color shift.
Yeah. You can't get a subtle multi-chrome.
No, it doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. But also...
As an eyeshadow.
Yes, they do encourage these to be worn as eyeshadows as well. And you can wear them as an eyeshadow. However, I want to say, when you take like an eyeshadow version of these, I feel like they don't wear as well as highlighters. And I think that might be potentially like the binding ingredients that they use. They go on a bit heavier.
They do. Yeah, I think eyeshadows tend to have more binding agents. So they stick on the eye rather than blend effortlessly on the face. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's important. Like, of course you can, if you wanted to, grab your multi-chrome translucent eyeshadow and apply it on your face. Yeah. You can have a harder time getting it to look
smooth
and even than actually going straight for a highlighter. Yeah. And I've got a kid screaming downstairs, so ignore that. But so I think there is definitely room in the market for these. So I'm glad they brought out another one. And, you know, there's room for them to bring out more.
Absolutely.
It's just one of those items that I think people end up buying, sort of coveting and being like, oh, so pretty. And then rarely, rarely using it. Like, and that's the thing that's a shame about them but they are beautiful.
They're beautiful, yeah. We have a new release from Lisa Eldridge. I mean, this came out early in December, but you know how we do with the beauty news episodes. These are the Liquid Lurex eyeshadows. So they're inspired by 70s glamour. So we've got Bianca, which is sort of like a pinky shade. Diana appears to be like a sort of orangey shade.
Burnt orange.
Lauren is a gold, Angelica is a taupe, and Liza is like a storm gray. They're liquid eyeshadows, essentially. So they're shimmery liquid eyeshadows. They're only £19 each. Well,
£19.
They're £19 each when you convert them. It's not the most affordable thing, but I was expecting them to be more expensive, essentially.
That's fair. I've heard good things about these, so people have received them. People have been doing reviews. They look nice. I just feel like in a sea of liquid eyeshadows that we've seen this year, these fade into the background a little bit, but there are people that stands for Lisa Eldridge, and we'll buy every single one. So hopefully they get a lot of use out of them before they dry out. All right, we've seen some products from Nabla. These are actually sort of like holiday products. It's supposed to be glamorous.
Yes.
There's the Vicious Mascara. This is the gold edition. So this came out, I think, early in the year or end of last year. It's a mascara that looks like it's a big cat, but this is like the gold packaging with the eyes rather than the black packaging. This has like white eyes rather than red eyes. So it's a little bit less creepy than the last one, but it's still a bit creepy. But it's just limited edition packaging.
Yeah.
Then there's the Glorious Lights Glitter Palette. So this is a new quad of their glitter. Like it's a wet glitter formula. So it's like got self-adhesive
glitter. Yeah.
Self-adhesive properties. So you don't need a glitter glue to make this stick. And it's just different colors. One almost looks multichrome.
Yeah. I love these glitters. I'm just going to put it out there. I know not everyone is into it. I'm so into it, especially these ones, because I love how they adhere to the eye and how they're not messy and they're easy to wear. And I stan the Nabla eyeshadow quads, the glitter quads, sorry.
All right, new from Natasha Denona. This is just a mini one, so let's just get it over and done with. There's a couple of mini additions to the range. There's a mini Bieber eyeshadow palette. This is $25. This was expected, and we're expecting more because I feel like now Natasha Denona is turning all her big palettes into
minis.
So if there hasn't been one, like a mini equivalent, it's coming soon. And then there'll be the baby ones that will come as well. And then we also have the mini Rose Cheek Duo. So this is a face palette. Which is good that they're doing a mini, because in the past they've done these cheek duos, but they've been quite large pans. Yeah. So it's nice that you could sample it or have it like in your little travel bag.
Yeah, I like the look of the mini Bieber palette, but also I don't need
Can you dupe it a thousand times over?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Pat McGrath. We have a collection here. It's actually a collaboration with Bridgerton. Netflix series. So there's a Mothership Diamond of the First Water palette. This contains 6 eyeshadows. There's a Skin Fetish Sublime Skin Highlighter in 2 shades. There's a yellow gold and a sparkling platinum gold. And then there is the Divine Blush and Glow Trio. It's called Love at First Blush, and it contains 3 shades. There's a soft pink with golden pearl, neutral pink demi matte, and Venus Nectar, which is kind of like, I don't know, it's a highlight. I really like the pan design. Yeah, the pan designs. I have watched Bridgerton. I mean, I don't understand why the show is so popular, but I just look at this collection and I'm like fucking cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And yeah, I'm not really into it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the colors, and the vibe isn't my cup of tea, but yeah. I also, if it didn't say Bridgerton on it, I don't think many people would have picked it.
I mean, same goes for this from Revolution Pro. It's a Marilyn Monroe collection.
Yeah, I would not have picked, if someone showed me this photo and they were like, what is this related to? What collaboration? I would have no idea.
Yeah.
Like Disco you really have to dig deep.
Studio 71.
Yeah, I thought this is more disco than it is Marilyn Monroe, in my opinion, but you do you.
So we have an 8 pan palette that's just like a big giant mishmash of shimmery colours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Then we've got 2 small quads. There's a highlighter, some lipsticks, mascara.
Eyeliner.
Like, yeah, double-ended brushes.
Mirror bag.
An ugly makeup bag. What is that makeup bag?
Copied the Chantecaille Pearl design.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also because Besame did the Marilyn Monroe collection earlier this year, and what our criticism about that collection was that everything had to be box set. You had to buy the big collection.
And it was very expensive.
I think the only thing you could buy individually was like the one lipstick. Mm. Everything else had to be bought in the big set.
Yes.
So it was inaccessible for people that wanted to access makeup that does recreate the Marilyn Monroe look. So in a year that released that, and that looked like it was it was a good representation of her makeup. The fact that Makeup Revolution brought out this trash that is just, let's put a signature on something and try to reference a song of hers, and then also, and then somehow make money. I feel like it's such a load of shit compared to what Besame did.
Yeah.
I really respect these days when brands like Illamasqua bring out the Amy Winehouse collection and actually include products that not only she used, but then also other products to complete the look that she had. Besame did that with Marilyn Monroe. So why the fuck is this a thing?
Yeah, I know. It just feels like such, it's just like cash grab and pathetic. Sad.
Yeah,
and
I
just
agree.
Badly done. And it's just like junk. And does it do anything for her memory? It dilutes it.
This is
cheap shit. And Marilyn Monroe was not that.
But I also feel like this is stuff that will end up just in landfill.
Oh, and absolutely.
It's
100%. All right. Let's talk about another foundation. Listen, whenever this brand releases a foundation...
Yeah, there is...
It's interesting times.
Yeah.
It's from Tarte. This is the Shape Tape Cloud Coverage Broad Spectrum SPF 15 sunscreen. So,
Foundation.
That's correct. Yes. So they're saying that it's light as air with a medium buildable flexible coverage. Cool. Bouncy, cloud-like texture, feels comfy and weightless. There is a video on Instagram where they're like, bouncy. And I'm like,
That's not bouncy, you dumb
fuck. That's liquid.
That is cream sticking to itself. It's
no,
not
it's
a bouncy.
Bounce.
It's not a bounce. If you got a little ball of this on your finger and you could throw it and it bounces on the floor,
that's a bounce.
This is just, oh, look, creamy textures stick to itself. Fucking riveting. My God, these brands and their junk.
Yeah.
Look,
science.
I actually still like Tarte Shape Tape. I don't have one, but if I had one, I would be happily using it on a daily basis because it works well for my skin type.
Yeah.
So I am not opposed to Tarte's formulas. I think their eyeshadows are nice. I think some of their lip products are nice. I think some of their blushes are nice.
Mm.
All that kind of jazz. But marketing bullshit, you fucking irritate me.
Yeah.
This is why we need a break.
Yeah.
You fucking annoy me. Like, I would have given this a go, but this bouncy,
it's bullshit.
Fucked. Motherfucking fucked.
It's just like, I feel like brands treat beauty consumers like we're actually fucking dumb.
Yes, they
like
do.
We're dumb. Like we don't understand science. We can't tell the difference between fucking cream sticking to itself and bouncing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I
come
agree.
On, man. So it also has a natural matte finish. It looks and feels like your skin.
It's got tape technology, which tape is trademarked, which is supposed to smooth and blur imperfections. They're literally saying that you tape over your... Nah, mate, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It delivers a soft focus effect for a dreamy look, and it's got Cloud 9 Complex, which drenches skin in 24-hour hydration. Its crease-proof formula minimizes look of pores, fine lines, wrinkles, and uneven texture. It's now available in 21 shades for $39. Now, if it wasn't for their buzz things, like their tape technology, the Cloud 9 formula, the bouncy shit, these claims do sound great for my oily skin. So I would love to give this a go, but I need to calm the fuck down before I even try it because it's annoying me.
And that's it.
And that was...
That's a wrap. That's a...
Irritating...
I know. That's a Tarte wrap. Tarte foundation...
All right, I've already come up with emojis. It's a ball.
It's a ball for...
And tape.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Is there a tape emoji? Probably not.
Oh, probably not. Come on, Apple. There's a VHS tape.
Oh, but good enough.
Good enough.
Okay, ball and tape. And you got to figure out what that relates to in this episode. And if you can't figure it out, then
we
maybe you should
you.
Believe some of
Tarte's
marketing
bullshit.
Videos.
Yeah.
They're for you.
And we do have a VIP for this episode, which, by the way, obviously we will be turning off the channel.
But thank you for all the support throughout the past few years.
Thank you.
It's helped us get through the pandemic, which has been fantastic. We really appreciate that.
But our VIP is actually the anonymous and lovely person who sent us funny wine glasses. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciated. Yes. I don't know who you are, but you know who you are, and I want to give you a mwah! Good job.
Thank you.
That was a fun surprise.
All right, guys, we're going to leave that there, and we will see you next week for Beauty News Awards.
Woo!
Let's go film it now.
Woo! 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 All right. See ya.
Bye.